And some people get their Christmas trees at the supermarket, some at a farm. Others cut them down in the national forest, take them home, and get out the ornaments. But as Sean Hurley from Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio found out, not everyone does the bring the tree home part.
I was out walking last week on the Pine Flat Ski Trail in my hometown of Thornton. It's not flat. I've never seen a skier there. But there are pines. The trail runs alongside Smart's Brook. And as the trail rises, the brook falls away into a deep, moss-clad gorge. At the height of land, there's a pine forest. Green triangles everywhere, as my son Sam once said. And it was here, amongst these green triangles, about a half mile from the road, that I found a fully decorated Christmas tree. Next day, I took my wife and son to see it. We brought along an ornament to hang on the tree, to sort of add to it, to join up with whoever it was that decorated it in the first place. But halfway there, we came upon a group of seven men decorating their own tree beside the path.
We did this a while ago, actually, in Peterborough on a hike. And I think we just thought about, oh, what a cool thing to do. And we went out on a hike and we decorated a tree. We brought presents with us. And we exchanged presents at the same time.
And with a Christmas party planned for today at his house, Mike Beauvert thought it was time to do it again.
So we decided, why not go for a hike before we have the party and find a tree to decorate? I mean, I put out the idea. No one said, what a crazy idea, right? You guys were okay with it, right?
I think it's great. It's happiness. Brings a smile to your face. We all brought something.
Rob LeVerger holds up a red star and a silver bell as Rick McCurdy removes and hides his jingle bell hat and handful of ornaments as though the Christmas police might be nearby.
I feel like I'm going to get arrested. So whose idea was this? Who did the decorations? Just kidding.
And if the Christmas police ever did ask them these questions, John Norman has an answer.
We're going to come back in March and take everything down. So we are going to check on it every now and then. Maybe people will add to this one also.
Or maybe the tree next to it will start getting decorated and we'll have a little Christmas tree decorated
contest. Yeah, there'll be like three trees, four trees, five trees decorated in this area. Yeah. We'll start a new tradition out here.
After Rob LeVerger sets his red star on the top of their tree, the seven continue their hike until they come upon the decorated tree I found the day before.
Yeah, they didn't bring it all the way to the top. There's no tree topper, so ours is much better.
Well, what's kind of nice about it is someone is doing it on behalf of not really themselves, but for other people.
In the middle of nowhere. It's like, what were they thinking?
My wife and son find an empty space in the tree and hang our ornament as the seven wild Christmas tree decorators head off. And as we leave the land of green triangles, my son points out that we're going to have to come back. There's another tree we need to help decorate. For Here and Now, I'm Sean Hurley.
And Sean Hurley lives at the foot of New Hampshire's White Mountains. Lucky guy. To see photos of the decorated trees he found in the woods, go to hereandnow.org.